Right, the Hot Club of Newark. You see, it wasn't just a passing fad. My brother could have introduced me and I could have gone in another direction, but I was there for the whole thing. And we took the name the Newark Hot Club because in France they had the Hot Club of France, and we listened to all those French records with Django Reinhardt and great artists there. And that became our name, the Hot Club of Newark. And we had a little meeting house that we rented for hardly anything around the corner from where I lived. And we used to run concerts there. And oddly enough, I hate to bring up Jabbo Smith's name, but he lived in Newark at the time. And we got him to come and play there because he was a legend, just disappeared from the whole panoply of jazz and lived in Newark. That's what he did. But we had concerts. Artists would come from New York and come and play there. And we had 20, 25 members, if you want to call them that. They came and they went. But that was our little contribution to Newark, New Jersey, the Hot Club.